Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Don Ahern joins us. He's the president and CEO of Ahern Rentals and also the owner of Extreme Manufacturing. When Donald Trump held a huge rally last weekend, he'll be here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
From Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome to the program Don Ahern. He is the president and CEO of Ahern Rentals, and we're recording this on Thursday, the 17th of September, 2020. Don, pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. What did you think when essentially the governor declared war on Douglas County regarding the COVID funds over the president's appearance in Minden, Nevada?
Well, I was appalled at it, obviously. You know, I think that, you know, our right to assemble should not be a reason to, you know, punish Douglas County in any way. So I object to it.
All right, let's for, you know, a lot of people are going to be watching this interview that don't know who you are or what you do. So let's start out with how long have you had a relationship with President Trump?
Well, I think it goes back to, you know, basically around 4 years ago when I really kind of got to know who he was and what he's all about. But I really didn't meet him until I don't believe until after he was elected.
And what made you want to support him as the presidential candidate and then the president, not only with your personal support, but with your financial support?
Yes, well, you know, when you look at the job he's done as a president, it's just a stellar job. You know, and the fact that he has pulled all these troops out of those Mideast and all of those places, I mean, look how many few people we've had killed under his direction over there in those ridiculous, crazy wars that have been going on over there, along with coming through with every promise he ever made. He's done everything he can to make the United States a great place to live, to be in business.
Now, your company operates hundreds of locations across the United States involved in the construction industry. How do you feel the president has been as regards the business community?
Well, I think he's been wonderful to the business community. You know, absolutely. We had in the first quarter of this year, we had the best quarter in our entire life's history. My father started this company over 67 years ago, and we just went from having the best quarter to the worst quarter when COVID hit. But I just think that President Trump has created an environment where businesses can win, but that's not the most important thing, that businesses win. what's most important is that employees win and everybody wins and society wins. You know, our employees were just doing the best they had ever done in the first quarter of this year.
And over the last year, I do want to point out that you had put, as far as I recall, $1 million towards your employees' health benefits as a benefit of the tax cuts that the Trump administration provided to business. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's about half. You know, we actually, what we do is we spend about $20 million a year on health plan for our entire workforce. And what we did, and what you're speaking to, and you and I have talked about once before, is where we put additional supplement money in there for the families. And it was about $1.5 million a couple of years ago. Now it's up over $2 million now to try to keep the family cost down, because the family cost was just getting up to over $1,400 a month. And we supplemented, bring it down to $850 a month, because healthcare completely out of control. And you know that's one of my buttons.
All right, so let's talk about what's been happening in the last couple of months. You purchased the former Lucky Dragon Hotel in Las Vegas that had gone bankrupt, brought it out of bankruptcy, and turned it into a convention and hotel location in Las Vegas. And you've been putting on events. Prior to putting on a fundraiser for the Trump campaign, tell me about the events that you had put on before and the kind of people that were attending those events at the Ahern Hotel.
Yeah, so it's been almost a year and a half now since we purchased the hotel. And I actually didn't buy it out of bankruptcy. It had already come out of bankruptcy and had been turned over to the financial, just the technicalities. But anyhow, we did buy it post-bankruptcy, and we had removed the casino out of the building here and taken that casino space and made it convention space, so we became a convention hotel. And we had many wonderful groups in here. Our convention center is only 23,000 feet, so there's only so much you can hold in here. And our occupancy is about 1,800 feet. So, you know, with the COVID restrictions and such, we could only go up to about 900, but we never had 900 people. You know, we had 400, 500, 600 different events. And we had a lot of great events.
And including events that were attended by the mayor of Las Vegas, am I correct?
Yes, we had the mayor who came here. Yeah, we sure did. And wow, the mayor gave a great speech here. I think we had several hundred people in attendance on that day.
All right, so to explain again for people that may not be aware, in Nevada, the understanding is that for hotels and convention space, you can go up to 50% capacity, whereas for other groups, they might be restricted to 25 or 50 people. But you were under the belief, and based on the fact that you had held these events, larger events, that you could hold events up to 900 people because that would be 50% capacity of your convention space. Is that correct?
Yes. That's absolutely correct.
All right. So when you had this fundraiser for the Trump campaign put on by an independent group, a Hispanic group, tell me what happened then, and how many people showed up, what social distancing was in effect, masking, etc., and what the response was from the city of Las Vegas.
Right. So we were when the city found out, or the state found out that this event that we were going to do. And you're speaking of the one with the evangelist.
Correct.
Which was probably the largest one that we have done. I think that was around 600 pastors, Christian pastors, that had assembled themselves. And so we had provided masks. We had provided social distancing. We placed everything exactly right, 6-foot centers, all of this type of thing. And most importantly, we had sprayed the whole place down with a product called ProGuardian. It's a hypochlorous material that we sprayed all around. We put a tunnel device called an OptiClean that everybody had to walk through that sprayed this material on them. So we took every possible precaution that we could, and we had a wonderful event. It was beautiful.
And do you have any feedback on whether people contracted COVID at that event? Have you had any feedback to that?
Not one.
All right. So what was the city's response to you having this event?
Well, prior to that event, they had started calling and doing a little bit of threatening and so forth on the day of the event, and said they were going to fine us and that we couldn't have it. And all of these things, you know, this was coming from the city.
And was it any kind of threat beyond just that you would be fined, or was there any additional threat or any sense that the governor might be involved?
Certainly, you know, this was through the licensing department. So, you know, when the licensing department starts talking to you, they're basically threatening to take your license away.
Okay, and how did you respond?
Well, what we told them was simply that, well, first off, we're in total compliance with all the social COVID measures in place, and we're well underneath the 50% of our occupancy rule. And just because their thinking is that if you have a space and you put a gaming table in the middle of it, then it's okay. If you don't have a gaming table, it's not. So, you know, that's completely unfair, you know. So they threatened us and so forth. But we felt like we were in total compliance. And we had been for months before that as well. And never said anything to us then until the name Trump came up.
So you feel that this was totally a political threat rather than a COVID threat?
Absolutely, totally political. You know, they didn't care when we had weddings or birthdays or anything else, you know. I mean, we're a convention, you know. And they sure didn't mind it when the mayor came over. And by the way, you know, I love the mayor, just so you know. The mayor is not our problem. It's the people working probably downstream. As you know, the mayor has the control of the city council to whatever degree it is. But it's basically the city's run by the city manager. And the city manager actually runs. You know, the mayor, in simplicity, just has the right to, take a vote to get rid of the city manager or not. It's the city manager that runs this stuff, and that's who I look to as the problem.
All right. So after this first event, what did the city licensing department do in terms of fines, and what did the state do?
Well, we received a $11,000 fine following that event. It was only a few days later we were having a smaller event, 250 people with where the Miss Nevada beauty pageant was being held here, and but we received that $11,000 fine subsequently.
Okay, was that $11,000 fine because of the Trump event or the Mrs. Nevada pageant?
It was the Miss Nevada pageant where they actually came in and shut us down. We weren't 20 minutes into this event and they showed up and shut us down. And then the $11,000 fine came after that.
And did that come from the city or was that from the state and OSHA?
That was from the city. So, excuse me. There's been so many things happening lately. I get a little confused. So forgive me for that. But it was the state OSHA.
That they gave you that fine. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back and much more on this topic after this timeout.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He is the president and CEO of Ahern Rentals. He also is the owner of the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas, the site of a Trump rally recently. And you wanted to make a quick correction, Don, correct, about the OSHA fine?
Yeah, well, first off, the city fined us $250 following that Trump evangelistical event. And then OSHA fined us $11,000 for that same event. And then it went on 3 days later to where we had the Miss Nevada contest.
Okay, now, when the Miss Nevada contest was shut down, who came in and shut it down?
Okay, it was approximately five of the Metropolitan Police Department in uniform, kind of headed by a lady from the licensing division of the city of Las Vegas.
Now, just to make this clear, had you taken the same COVID-19 precautions for the Mrs. Nevada pageant that you had taken for the Trump rally?
Identically the same. We had the OptiClean cube that everybody came through. They were sprayed with the ProGuardian product, which is the hypochlorous, the 6 foot, you know, all that spacing and the face mask. Absolutely.
Okay. And had the city given you any warnings prior to the Mrs. Nevada contest that you would have issues if you went ahead with that?
Yes, there was a continued threats were coming at us from the city for continuing to have events here.
And what was your response to that?
We're in compliance. We're in total compliance with the law, you know. And it just seemed amazing to me until we had the Trump program that, you know, all of a sudden now the rules have changed, you know. Now they're saying it's 50 or below. But prior to that, it was just fine because, you know, we had events here with even the mayor from Las Vegas attending. So it's completely inconsistent. And this is why, you know, we pulled together our financial funds and we've hired lawyers and we filed a lawsuit against the city and the state.
So let me ask you this. You have intimated, in interviews with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, that the governor was involved in this process of going after you. And do you want to talk about that here?
Well, the only thing I'm going to say is that it was referenced by people within the city and the Metropolitan Police Department that the pressures from the state were immense and out of control.
Did they describe what those threats were and why they were out of control?
They were just threatened that, and this is consistent with other things that have caught on, is that it's a financial threat that, you know, you're going to pay a price, you're going to be punished.
You said that there were other threats. What other threats?
Well, just kind of moving on through all the way through to the our wonderful President Donald J. Trump visited Nevada a few days ago. You know, these threats continue from up north.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back and we'll talk about the president's visit after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He is the president and CEO of Ahern Rentals. He also has a company called Extreme Manufacturing, which was the host in Henderson, Nevada, of a rally by President Trump last weekend. Tell us about the rally and the after effects of that rally that approximately 5,000 people attended.
Yes, well, we had a very wonderful event for the president. And following the event, you know, we got a visitation from OSHA. We got a fine from the city of Henderson, you know, for $3,000. But I can say this, that, you know, we had a lot of cooperation with the city of Henderson, which I live in the city of Henderson. I love that city. It's wonderful. And the mayor there is absolutely wonderful. But that's what happened. We had the event. We got a fine. We got a visit from OSHA.
All right. So at this point, are there further repercussions coming to you from the city, from the county, or from the state or the governor's office in reference to this event with President Trump last weekend?
Yeah. So the way that OSHA, and I've dealt with OSHA for many, many years, and maybe on another call, meeting, we can dive deeper into this. But when they make a visit, usually it's a few weeks before you really understand what the action is that they intend to take. And but as of right now, there's been no action from OSHA other than they just came very politely, very respectfully, asked about the whole event. You know, we did provide the venue, but we did not create the event. You know, President Trump's campaign has dozens, if not 100 people to create to build the venue up into what it needs to be to have the event.
And were you responsible for COVID protections at the event at Extreme Manufacturing?
No, we had nothing to do with that. But I can tell you this, you know, because we just provide the venue. They ran the whole entire program. They set it all up. But there was tremendous. Everybody was given masks. We used the, we sprayed it all down. We did everything, including COVID testing for many of the people that wanted it. And, you know, it just went on and on. Every COVID concept that we could think of, you know, was applied. Now, whether people complied or not, you know, you can't control that. That's an individual situation. But we tried, and I say we, but the Trump campaign tried everything they could to be totally, totally compliant with every law of this state. And it was just an absolute shame that that they had to come to my place, because the governor or the state of Nevada wouldn't allow them to land and have a meet with the citizens and they have the right to assemble.
And that's where we have to leave it. Don Ahern, thank you very much for filling us in. A lot of information there, and obviously much more to come. Thank you, sir, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com. As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Join us all next week as we go to Washington, D.C. and conduct interviews with our congressional delegation from Nevada. We'll see you then.